I have a guest in the studio, Sasha Lay. Good morning, Sasha.
Good morning, Simon. Good morning, everybody.
Are you okay there, like sound-wise and everything?
Yeah, now I found the button.
Okay.
I was like, where's the volume?
Excellent.
Yes.
So, Sasha, I gave you this introduction that you're a Luxembourgish German actress, vocalist, improviser and polyglot poet who constantly explores new frontiers with a penchant for offbeat projects. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Sounds
good
like
plan.
Sounds like a good life to have as well.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, it's thing is I never used to stop, you know, when something went well, a lot mm-hmm. of things went well, work-wise.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought, you know, you open new doors, you find some new topics, you open new doors.
So constantly moving forward, evolving.
Yeah.
And not, I guess, like what you've just said there is like not resting on your laurels either. If something's going well, you finish it and you move on. But also, if something's bad, then you can also just move on. But as long as you're...
exactly. Yeah, you move on and...
never staying still.
Not really. It's not in my character. I'm looking forward to that too.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But on the other hand, there's so many things that interest me.
Mm-hmm.
And that are to be explored.
Yes.
Really. You know, it's you never finish to understand.
Is it the case of so much potential, so little time?
Yeah.
I feel that
could
sometimes.
That you say in little time, you should never think that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we never know.
But that's the truth, isn't it?
It is, yeah. We go towards an end mm-hmm. someday. But you shouldn't think that it's limited. You know, you shouldn't limit yourself thinking about that. But you should be aware
But you could use that. That timestamp, if you like, as a driver, as something to sort of like spur you into activity.
That's true, because sometimes, who was it who said we live like if we were, as if we would never die?
Oh.
So, yeah, somebody said, but who was that? Well, anyway, this thing that sometimes people don't just think about, they think they will be there eternally.
Yes.
And then you just don't open doors, and afterwards you regret it, which would be a pity.
Absolutely. If you think you have forever, why do anything? Just like, because you can always do it later. Whereas if you know that there's a finite time span.
Yeah. There is. But you shouldn't be afraid. You should be aware of. Mm. Not afraid, because it's the way it is. I mean, it's also, it's a theme I'm often thinking about that. Oh my God, we are in philosophy.
Early morning philosophy.
4 to 9.
Just what the breakfast show needs. well, shall we talk about one of your projects, the current project mm-hmm. or the one that you're currently involved in? Cosmos, Not Enough.
Not Enough, yeah.
What's that all about? Pray tell.
What is it about? It's kind of a collage performance. It's a solo. I'm performing. I'm talking to the audience, I'm singing, I'm moving, and it's about perception and a little bit about the voyage in life. It's about love, it's about sex, erotic attraction, about communication between people and the lack of communication also.
Mm.
About the sense of words, what is a word?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like an excursion, touching different topics that, involve our living together, I'd say.
So our coexistence then, perhaps?
Coexistence.
Everyone existing with other people and how we relate to each other.
And how we want to relate and mm-hmm. how difficult it can be. I mean, it's not, it's also humorous, huh? It's...
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was very interesting, or it is, always to think about the different perception people have. You know,
mm-hmm.
everybody has a different life, lived a different life, experienced different things, and therefore might define certain words or feelings in his own way.
Mm-hmm.
So even if we try to talk, we use the same words, it might...
But they have different emotional contexts for every person,
and that can make a dialogue difficult or not, depending on the closeness or whatever. And I thought this is so interesting. And in fact, this cosmos is t- talking about that.
Okay, yeah, cool. So basically, yeah, you're using lyrical prose, mm-hmm. word collages, illustrations, and yes, as an interdisciplinary, oh, can't even say it, interdisciplinary performance that combines storytelling, images, sound, music, and movement mm-hmm. into an experimental playground. Sounds amazing. So when's it on? Where is it on? And how do people find out more?
How do people find out about it? Well, first, when? So the next shows are this Wednesday and Friday, 27 and 29. Mm-hmm. At 8 o'clock at the Théâtre National Luxembourg, the TNL, mm-hmm. In Merle.
Okay, and 8 p.m., yeah?
Yeah, 8 p.m.
And
Wednesday and Friday, and you can find more information on the TNL website or on my own website, sashalai.com.
Okay, so, and are you ever sort of, as you're involved in one project, is that all consuming? And do you just debate, or do you always have an eye to the future, like the next project? Do you know what you'll be doing next? Is yes. where I'm getting at.
Yes, there are already plans. Mm-hmm. Also, I'm developing a new own project, mm-hmm. but it's not concrete yet. There's the idea. I have to write it. But there's always something else going on in parallel. I mean, I'm also into music. So, mm-hmm. for example, the last weeks I had different concerts of different projects as well. And in June there's another nice project with artists from Köln, mm-hmm. Cologne, on music and spoken words, which is very interesting as well. And so it goes on, a film, shooting, etc., etc.
So you really are multidisciplinary. Like, is there an artistic avenue that you don't travel? Doesn't appear to be.
I would love. Yeah, well, I'm touching. I'm trying out a lot of things, but of course, you have in art, for example, something I really admire is sculptures.
Ah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Never done it. There's so much. Yeah, I don't know. You know, there's so much respect, but on the other hand, when we were locked down. I picked up drawing again and working on collages, which I hadn't done for years, for 25 years. I almost had forgotten that I was into that mm-hmm. when I was younger. So yeah, I thought, well, this is also a nice possibility of expressing or translating ideas whenever you don't have the chance to go on stage.
Sure.
And I thought this is very interesting, that there are more tools you can use to to work for your work.
Yeah. So I like your attitude that you're like incorporate everything into everything that you can care, and you're willing to give everything a try rather than just sort of being a sculptor or a singer or a thing as opposed to any other thing. So I like that approach. It some of the artists that I love the most take that approach as well, and we spoke briefly about some of those when I last met you. So yeah, excellent. So just again, so your next performances of Cosmos Not Enough, for those mm-hmm. that are interested, is Wednesday and Friday this week. That's the 27th and the 29th at the Théâtre National.
Yeah.
And at 8 p.m.
8
and,
p.m.
And you can go to their website for tickets and such.
For
like.
Tickets, yeah. And it's the show, it's about 60, 65 minutes. And
wow.
There's also a little bar.
That's very short for such a wide, encompassing sort of project, like, all the things that you cover in it.
Yeah. yes and no. And then people said, wow, for solo, it's very long. And mm-hmm. I said, well, it's okay. I think it's just the right, right size.
But a lot of these things overlap as well, don't they? Like, if you're dealing with one topic, it has ramifications with another. Yeah,
absolutely. So it's like a little voyage. It's like a little, sometimes a stream of consciousness, you know, where you work with association, duck, you know, you're thoughts just jump to another topic, come back, and it makes sense because it's like you say, it's like relied.
That's fine, providing you remember to come back. My stream of consciousness just means I'm all over the place and I never go back to the point. I'm always feeling like, what was I talking about? Where did this start?
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you ever so much for coming on, and wish you all the best of luck with this and any other future project that you... And perhaps if you're local and you've got other stuff coming on, you'll come back.
Thank you.
Excellent. So that was Sasha Lay. And once again, Cosmos Not Enough is on Wednesday and Friday at the Theatre National, Luxembourg, 27th and 29th.